Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Draymond, throw ahead to Kuminga. One on two, down the lane, pass to Pajemski. Warriors are leaving their feet a lot. Butler takes it, spins and shoots and scores on the left baseline. 38-34, little spin move over McDaniels.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Warriors were hanging in.
Yeah.
A late run in the second quarter hurt them in a big way. And I think they got down 15 at half, but they were...
Well, the Mike Conley flurry, that really hurt, man. He was hitting some almost half court. Good defense.
They were all kind of hitting last night. I'm talking about the Timberwolves.
McDaniels driving in, getting what he wanted, Steiny.
Yeah.
Gobert, 17, the stiff.
I mean, he was a factor defensively in this series, and it's undeniable. I mean, one team had rim protection. The other team did not have rim protection.
And there it is, man.
And that's a big part of that series. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you take a look at this season.
Talk to me.
It was an interesting season. And I think one thing Warrior fans have to acknowledge is, and you said it a lot, this team did not make the playoffs last year. And through 50 games this year, they looked like a team that was going nowhere. And they made the Jimmy Butler trade. Fact. They turned it around. They got into the postseason. They beat the Houston Rockets. They were absolutely going to give the Minnesota Timberwolves a hell of a series, if not beat them with Steph Curry. But unfortunately, he got hurt. And I think it's going to get lost, but it doesn't have to, of actually where this team came from in February to get to the point now where fans are disappointed that they lost in the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah, and you just think about, and again, I if you want to pour a cup of coffee and have a conversation about had Curry been – If he was healthy, do I believe they could have won this series? I do. But that's neither here nor there. That's not reality. Why I'm disappointed on the season as a whole, and I'm being real, Steiny, I thought they, when they were on at their best, and Jimmy, we couldn't lose, and we were doing our thing, I thought we could afford a Steph Curry injury and still kind of hold it down. And we didn't. But what is really bothering me, and I got to be careful here, is Jimmy Butler not understanding that he cannot take 8 fewer shots than Pods. You cannot take the same amount of shots as Draymond Green, 11 last night. So that hurts me. And if it's because he busted his tailbone, and we'll find out today when they talk, and I think we'll be carrying it. What we got there, itinerary?
No, thanks for bringing that up, Goo, because I'd forgotten it. But coming up probably around 11:30 and after, Warriors players are going to do their postseason exit interview with the media. We're going to bring some of that to you either live or we'll get the sound for you. But yes, the Warrior players are going to talk today, and I would assume Kerr and Dunleavy too, but I'm not sure. Maybe they'll talk tomorrow. But we'll have that all for you, so don't go anywhere.
I do think Steph is supposed to talk.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
And I think if we have Steph, we'll go live to that. Can I assume that, E? Yep. Okay. Good God.
No, I just, and you know, where do you put him being so passive in regard to field goal attempts? Last night, just 11, 2 in the first quarter. To me, you are our best all-around player. Where is it? What happened? And you're on the books for 54 and 56.
Honestly, what I think happened is once Steph Curry was injured, the Minnesota Timberwolves looked at the Warriors and said, we think there's only one guy who can beat us on this team, and that's Jimmy Butler. And they guarded Jimmy Butler with length. They packed in the lane, and they made him more indecisive than we've seen him in the regular season. And I think maybe Butler has reached a point in his career, Goo, where...
Well, I hope you're... I know what you're
going to
say.
He can't just squeeze off 20 shots if the defense is honoring him.
I hope you're wrong. And again, this is tailbone gate. Because that was a nasty fall.
Yeah. And then look, and that's the other thing. You know, they've got an older team, and Steph got hurt, and if Butler was banged up, obviously that had a lot to do with the outcome of the series. But unfortunately for the Warriors, it's something that they're going to have to deal with moving forward. I mean, if they truly think that those injuries were an anomaly and they can play next year and they'll be in better shape come postseason, then that's what you believe, and you probably bring back a lot of the same team. But if you're concerned that the core of this team might not be able to make it through a full season and then be at their best in the postseason, then they've got to figure out how to address that.
All right. The 916, Donnie, is saying Butler was sick the last two games. And to his credit, he hasn't used that as an excuse. But all I can do as a fan and fans is if you're out there and – you know, you're doing your thing. I got to assume I hold you to your standards.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't play well in this series.
But Pods and JK, I know you're going to laugh. I got a pleasure out of watching them ball. Stani, I felt like they knew what time it was and they played like it. And it's not just about the ball went in on this night. It was urgency reeking off both of those guys. So kudos to them.
Yeah, I think. The big picture of the game last night was who played well. Pajemski, Kuminga, and to a lesser extent, Moody. And who didn't play well? The veterans.
What's going on with Trey? Is this just a bad matchup, or are we watching him just take a step back?
I mean, I think, you know, I was looking at his offensive numbers. He's down across the board in terms of a lot of his numbers offensively. And I think defensively...
They were not afraid of him.
Yeah, even the most ardent Draymond Green supporter can see that he's not the defensive player he once was.
Naz Reid took him down on the block, Stani, did a little shimmy shake and finished with the left. Like, I go, oh, my God. I know it's only 2 points, but you know what I mean? Like, oh, wow. We got to get better, Stani. I know that's a conversation for another day. But now I'm starting to think, no, you don't want a victory lap. We aged, the birth certificate's coming into play if the youngsters don't step up.
Yeah, I mean, they were running out of gas. The game last night reminded me a little bit of Game 6 against the Lakers 2 years ago when they just didn't have any oomph. Now, the difference, of course, was Curry played 2 years ago and he didn't play last night. But They had shortcomings against this team, and they were on display. They just were. Athleticism, youth, rim protection, The Warriors had trouble stopping at the point of attack. You're right on that.
Every game.
Yeah.
And I think it started game 5 and 6 with the Rockets for them to get back in that series. And Minnesota just took that and ran with it. Obviously, no Steph. I just got to mention what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to Moses Moody. Stani, 12 minutes. But that looked like Moses Moody on a good day. But Gary Payton the second, 6. Stani, what's going on? What happened to him this playoff?
It's a good question. It's a good question. Evan, how would you answer that?
Gary Payton II?
Yeah.
I mean, he's really only played one truly effective NBA season.
Wow.
It was in 2022. Like, he's never really been able to see. I don't know. He might have been hurt, too. He's someone that also has always got, I don't know, a thumb or a calf. Just some sort of nagging injury, and that's unfortunately been what's followed him his career.
But yeah. He was like, go ahead. The lucky charm.
You know what? He didn't.
Nothing.
He didn't have energy. Like, the one thing Gary Payton always brought was energy, and he could disrupt things a little bit. He wasn't able to do that in this series. He just wasn't. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, what happened? Not only last night in the playoffs, since Butler arrived, the whole season. Let's go to Kurt in Dublin.
Kurt.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Obviously, it's early and still painful. But one thing I do want to say is I'm extremely proud of the guys. You know, they fought, and they fought to the end. There was no quitting our Warriors, and that's something that we should recognize. But ultimately, you know, the injury, it just put a weight on the Warriors, a tightness. They all understood that they needed to score. Players who didn't weren't looked upon to score now were going to be focal points. And that tightness, they couldn't get through it. And at the same time, a weight was removed from Minnesota, and they played so freely. I was at game 4 watching Randle pregame, watching him early on smiling, watching Anthony Edwards. They never looked stressed.
Mm.
They always looked confident. And so it was just too much to overcome in that sense, that we were going uphill against a team. Cause I've never seen Minnesota shoot the ball as well as I've seen them shoot the ball the last few games. And that was just because they were playing freely.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
And I actually think the Curry injury may have hurt the Timberwolves in game 1, because I do think I don't want to say they let down, but I mean, the one thing that Finch said after game 2, when the Warriors won game 2, was he thought his team needed to relax more. And I got that sense too, and I felt like once the Timberwolves won game 2, then they knew we're the better team. We think we're the better team by a significant margin when they don't have Steph Curry, and let's go out and just do what we have to do. And they
Saturday
did.
Happened, though, again, mm-hmm. to where, Stani, that was a close game. I feel like the Warriors kind of blew it. Kuminga was showing the world he could play. And I just wonder, again, I've never had an NBA uniform. And it's not an excuse, but how much air was let out of the balloon that day, that Saturday, where the Warriors were up 6 at a juncture in the fourth quarter. And I'm not blaming Jimmy, but you said it, what, 1 for 7 in the fourth?
Yeah.
And I don't like what you said. Uh-oh. As a Warrior fan. We know the gravity and who Steph and what he means to this basketball team. But if you're telling me if he goes out and you're paying a dude $100+ million for the next 2 years that you brought in, that we still can't expect to survive, that's an indictment on everything around Jimmy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, maybe he's not a one anymore, Jimmy Butler.
And I thought the Robin talk was him just, shout out to Dibs, running material, but maybe that's where he's at.
I mean, the other thing with Butler is maybe he was hurt and maybe he was fatigued and maybe he was sick. But the problem is, like, we don't know. We don't know if how much he was affected. I mean, he may say that he was 50%. Okay, so then does that change your outlook? I don't know. I know that Butler struggled this series, but for one game.
Yeah,
that's what I know.
Go ahead. No, the coffee and Domino's just hits different when you're not balling. The Buddy Hield, well, they don't even do it when they lose, and I get it. But all that stuff that was so cute and adorable, Steiny, it's just the future is so. I'm just bothered because I don't know if Jimmy was sick or is this just Jimmy, the new Jimmy.
I mean, I think you got to take him for everything.
Yeah.
You got to look at him and consider how he changed the dynamic of this team. And maybe if Curry doesn't get hurt, a lot of things go differently. I actually think, yes, they would have had a shot at this series with Steph Curry. But, I mean, year after year after year after year after year, injuries dictate a lot of what happens in the postseason.
62% from the field, that caller said Minnesota never was stressed. That was it, man.
Yeah.
Stoney, they never were pressed. It just, I don't get it.
I mean, I want to say at one point, Moody makes a three to make it
a nine-point game.
And the next thing you know, I think
after the Edwards comes, it just bam.
Edwards, boom, three. And I think they got a steal right after that, and it goes right up to 14. And, you know, you're watching the Warriors labor to score.
And they're playing hard as hell.
And you're watching Minnesota get some easy ones just because of how young and athletic they are.
That's all.
Let's go to Vincent. Vincent is in Hercules. Hey, Vincent, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, fellas. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'm the guy, when you guys asked the question, was it how do we feel about the Jimmy Butler trade?
Yep.
And I said that I wouldn't call it a success yet until, number one, we win a championship. And number one, I said, Steve Kerr said that the goal was to make the sixth seed, and we didn't do it. And then now I said, in the long term, the goal is to win a championship. And so I think the jury's still out, but I will say this. I don't think that the Jimmy Butler trade is enough. I think that the fact that more than likely we're going to lose Kuminga is that we're going to need to bring in another seasoned veteran. It seems to me, as a parent, that we want to maintain having a Steph-centric offense, even at the late stage of his age. Mm. And, you know, I'm a little nervous about our future because if we're going to trade away, who was it, Wiggins, right? I say, if you're going to have a Steph-centric offense and you trade away Wiggins and you're not going to utilize a 20-point a game guy like Kuminga, then you should have traded Kuminga and kept Wiggins. And if you don't do that, then if you don't, because I feel like Wiggins is a better fit for the offense. If you're going to maintain a Steph-centric offense, then Wiggins is a better fit. Now, if you don't do that, then how come you just didn't trade Kuminga and get some assets? I'm just nervous about our future because we don't we don't have the type of players to get the assets we need, much like what OKC did to get the to bring in the players that they needed to sustain their future. So that's where I'm at with it. I think that we got to win a championship. In order for this trade to be successful, we got to win a championship.
Man,
and it was a fun season.
Thanks, Vincent. Appreciate the call. Boy, is that a high bar at this point.
And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, Stoney. We don't got a first-round pick.
Nope. You know, one thing I'm very curious to hear Warriors fans' opinion on this, because we it's one of those things we heard and we heard and we heard, and then eventually we start repeating it, but was it really true? And I'm talking about the defense after Butler arrived. And in all the interviews with Steve Kerr after the Butler trade, he talked about the defense being the best in the league numbers-wise. And certainly he was giving off the impression that he thought this was one of the best defensive teams in the league.
Yes.
And my question is, were they? Were they really one of the best defensive teams in the league?
Did you ever believe they were? I did. I bit because I thought I was watching it.
Well, I thought it was hard to get a gauge against Houston.
I'm talking about the end of that whole end of the regular season. I thought they were suffocating.
I don't know. I mean, can you be an elite defensive team without having a lot of athleticism?
Can you be an elite defensive team and the numbers, and you're not, but the numbers say you are? I guess that's what I don't think you can. So there was something going on, Stoney. It looked like they were getting after it. Draymond was almost defensive player of the year.
I mean, the teams they were playing after they got Jimmy Butler were all very beatable. Mm-hmm. And they beat them all. They won all the games that they should have won against the teams that were inferior. But I don't know how much staying power that has. Let's go to Jackie in Palo Alto. Hey, Jackie, how are you?
Hey, guys. Real quickly, game one was an anomaly by the Timberwolves. They played pretty badly. I think they weren't really ready after we came off the Houston series. So I think that – what I believe is, and there's two parts to this, after Steph went down, it was going to take an anomaly game of Minnesota while we played great to beat them. In other words, the Warriors couldn't beat Minnesota. Minnesota would have to almost beat themselves. That's one. The second thing is, 9 seconds to go in the game, tied game. You're playing against the Warriors. What do? You double Steph? And you make somebody else beat you. We had that for 48 minutes with no Steph.
Wow.
I'm not sure what he means there. Jackie, what do you mean exactly there?
Well, meaning that the way you play against the Warriors, you take most of your assets to stop Steph.
Okay.
If you take Steph out, then all your assets are now free.
Yes.
I don't think Minnesota... You earlier in the thing, you said NBA players can assess a situation.
Right.
I don't think after game three, which Goo asked, how come we couldn't do what the Celtics did last night? We did in game three, and we couldn't get over it. We're not as balanced as the Celtics. We're not as good as the Celtics. We didn't have a shot. But we tried on game three. After game three, I don't think the Timberwolves were the least bit concerned of being down eight, being down 10, I just said, it's just a matter of time, guys.
Yeah.
They don't have any firepower. And I just think if you take the one guy you're going to double to win the game, and he's not in the lineup, who's going to beat you?
Yeah, I think that's fair, Jackie. Thanks for the call. I mean, let's face it.
This is crazy.
The Minnesota,
that's my new one.
Whether Butler was sick or hurt, or healthy or not, I don't think the Timberwolves game planned anything specifically for him to shut him down other than to put Jaden McDaniels on him.
And that was, I felt like enough.
And to pack the lane.
They guarded him straight up.
Yeah.
Across the board.
But I think during the season there were signs that length wasn't his friend. And, you know, even when he was in his prime, he wasn't a superlative athlete. He's always been smarter than the opposition's man who guards him, and he knows how to play. But I'll tell you what, in the playoffs, it felt like teams, Houston and Minnesota, had a little better read on him than other teams did in the regular season. And maybe that's a function of when you see a guy game in and game out, you can start taking away the things that he does well.
And real quickly, before break, study, why did it feel like all five games, the Warriors' defense, they couldn't set. It just felt like they were scrambling. And Minnesota was just swinging the ball, and we were just scrambling the whole series defensively.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans kind of asking, what do you think happened? Not only last night, but in the postseason, since Butler arrived, the whole season, how are you gauging it? 888-957-9570. What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.